بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أقوال الصحابة رضي الله عنه في قيام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الليل. وأخرج أبو داود عن أنس قال قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تورمت قدماه أو قال ساقاه. قيل له أنيس قد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. قال أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. كذا في الكنز. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه نحو في روايته قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي حتى ترم قدماه. قال الحيثمي عن أبي جحيفة وعنده عيدا في الصغير والعوسة عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل حتى ورم قدماه. فذكر نحوه وعنده عيدا في العوسة عن النعمان بن بشير قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم الليل حتى تفتر قدماه. فذكر نحوه كما في المجمع. وعند الشيخين عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من الليل حتى تتفتر قدماه. فقلت له لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر لك. فذكر نحوه وأن المغيرة نحوه كما في الرياض. وعند ابن نجار عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم حتى تزلع رجلاه. وإنه عيدا عن أنس قال تعبد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى صار كشن البالي. قال يا رسول الله ما يحملك على هذا؟ أليس قد غفر الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر؟ قال بلى. أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا؟ كذا في الكنز. Only Allah can give us the understanding that what we have read now was the tahajjud of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the qiyamul layl. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him that Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalilan nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Quran tartila, that Allah commanded him that cover her with a blanket. Kumil lay, stand up in the night. Stand up in the night. Kalila, might be the little portion of the night, or half portion of the night, or most of the night. Waratil Quran tartila, and read the Quran in a slow way, in a slow motion. They've been explaining here. Maaf, I've closed the book. We just get back there. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stood up for tahajjud, Allahu Akbar, the riwayat says that the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get swollen. In different narrations, his feet used to get swollen, or his heels used to get swollen. He used to stand so long that there used to be marks on his heels. Another riwayat says, Sakai, it says here, that saqahu, that from the knees to the ankles, the feet of the legs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to swell. So long used to stand. Sahaba radiallahu anhum also says that we used to join Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he used to read in tahajjud? He used to read Surah Baqarah, Surah Nisa, Surah Ali Imran. He used to read this. It's approximately 4 to 5 paras every night. That was the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu also says that, you know, that when we used to join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't know that whether must we continue or whether must we sit down or whether must we leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand that his feet used to get swollen, his heels used to swell, there used to be marks and cracks on his heels. And then it was even asked of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you doing this? Why are you exerting yourself? Allahu Akbar, why are you straining yourself? Your sins are forgiven. Ya Rasulullah, all your sins are forgiven. Your past and future sins are forgiven. Why are you exerting yourself? Allahu Akbar. Afala akuna abdan shukura. The talk was just given. How much of shukr we have to make. Yeah. How much of shukr we have to make on the ni'mat of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making shukr on iman. He is making shukr on iman. Shukr on the ni'mat of Allah. How much of shukr we have to make. How much of shukr we have to make. Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To value this iman that Allah Pak has given us. So the riwayat goes on that how Nabi Sassim's feet used to swell. And also another example has been given that you find a leather skin bag. Sometimes they used to store water, sometimes they store things in there. And when before storing, it's flat. The leather bag is flat. But when you start storing things in there, you put things in there. You put cheese or whatever. That bag starts swelling up. It gets big. That is how the feet of Nabi Sassim used to be. And you know, Nabi Sassim, it is said that his ruku and sajda was just like his qiyam. That was the tahajjud of Nabi Sassim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha also says that one day Nabi Sassim was in sajda and so long in sajda that I actually tapped Nabi Sassim. I actually touched him to see whether is Nabi Sassim alive or not. That was the tahajjud of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great lesson we have to learn. Because in tahajjud what happens? That a person gains the forgiveness of Allah. He gains the mercy of Allah. He gains the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nearness of Allah. And more than that, even Allah comes down. And he says, that who is there that is seeking for forgiveness? Allah is pleading. Allah is asking at that time of the night. The latter portion of the night. That who is there that is seeking for forgiveness? I can forgive you. Who is there that needs, who's got any desires that needs to be fulfilled? And we know when we're out in the path of Allah, when we're out in the path of Allah, what is the greatest need? Greatest need is hidayat. The greatest need is hidayat. Hidayat is not something that can be bought. Hidayat is not something that is given. Yahdi may yasha. It is in the hands of Allah. It is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah gives hidayat. Nobody can give hidayat. And that's the time, in tahajjud time, you have to ask Allah, Allahumma sabbitni ala al-iman, wa mitni ala al-iman, wa ashurni yawm al-qiyamat ima al-iman. Allahumma zayyinna bizinati al-iman. And Allah must accept us for the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the time we make dua to Allah, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, have me accepted for the work of deen. Have me accepted, have me, my family, my colleagues, my town, my village, my country, the whole world. Let them come unto hidayat. And here even the riwayat of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha also is similar. That Aisha radiallahu anha said that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to stand during the night. And what used to happen? Tatafattara kadamahu, that his feet used to swell. Then, As a wife, he said, for good to Allah, I told him, Dimatasno ya hadha ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? So difficult to explain this, so difficult to talk about the tahajjud of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the worry and the concern and the fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And as Aisha says, that I asked him, ya Rasulullah, why are you exerting yourself? Why are you doing this? And then the same thing is, he says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ أَبْدًا شَكُورًا, that shouldn't I be a thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important that you know when we, like you find even our marhum Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and all the marhumins, that we get information that he used to spend 2 hours in dua at the time of tahajjud. 2 hours every day is to spend in dua. How much of dua is to make? So we also, how much of dua we have to make? How much of dua? So Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi is to make 2 hours every day at the time of tahajjud. So inshallah, we also, in our 40 days, 4 months, this is something that we should do. We should do. We must try and wake up for tahajjud. We try and, because that's it. See, during the day we make the effort. During the night is the time for dua. This is the time Allah says, ask what you want and I will give it to you. So that's the time we said, Ya Allah, we went for girls, we had tali, we had aman, I'm out in the path of Allah. And let me understand the work, let me do the work, accept me for the work, accept my family. That's the time we should be pouring these du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking and begging and pleading from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 40 days we go, 40 tahajjud, 4 months we go, 4 months tahajjud. But it doesn't stop there. Tahajjud doesn't stop there. That's it. After we go back home, we must continue making tahajjud. Keep on reading tahajjud. Look at the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many riwayats is that the feet and the legs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to swear? When there was no need for him, they still telling him that there is no need. Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? Why are you putting so much of pressure on yourself? And he says, shouldn't I be a faithful servant? Shouldn't I be a thankful person? How much more should we be make shukr to ni'mat of iman, ni'mat of Islam, being the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and given the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah ta'ala, we all make this niyat inshallah, that even when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, whether it's 40 days, 3 days, whatever it is, we wake up for tahajjud, inshallah. And also, when we go back home also, we keep on reading our tahajjud, inshallah. We're all ready, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah al-alamin, wa akibat al-muttaqin, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi al-anbiya al-mursaleen, sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammad al-barik wa salim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا نكون من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين المذلين اللهم اجعلنا مفتاح الخير اللهم اجعلنا مخلاق الشر اللهم تقبل منا هذا الخروج في سبيلك اللهم اجعلها سببا لهداية الناس أجمعين إلى يوم القيامة اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله